Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the earnings call of Nemetschek AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the conference, please press the star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Ms. Zimmermann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you, and good morning, everybody, and welcome to our conference call regarding the nine-month report 2013. We have prepared a short presentation to highlight the most important figures and events of the first nine months. At the moment, we are currently having about 20 participants in this call, so thank you all for your interest. Let's start with the presentations. I would like to hand over to Dr. Tobias Wagner, who will lead you through the presentation. Go ahead.
Thank you. Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the presentation of Nemetschek's report for the third quarter 2013. Also from my side, thank you for your interest. I lead the Nemetschek AG, and I'm also Managing Director of Allplan. It is my honor to go with you through the prepared slides. After that, we are looking forward to answering your questions. The agenda: executive summary, financial data, brands and projects, outlook. The appendix I won't present. You find further details in it. We start with the highlights. Please go to page number two. First, the growth factors and profitability. The total group revenues 2013 rose in the first nine months by 5.1% to 134.2 million euro. The result before interest, taxes, depreciation, the EBITDA, increased by 12.1% faster than revenues and stood on September 13th, 2013, at euro 31.8 million. The EBITDA margin climbed correspondingly to 23.7%. Prior year was 22.2%. The positive development in results is also reflected in the net income, which stood at euro 16.2 million, which is 24.5% higher than last year. The earnings per share improved to 1.68 euro after 1.35 euro in the prior year. Our core markets in the DACH region developed positively, and the international markets picked up too. Revenues from maintenance contracts rose strongly, namely 8.9%, and led up to a sum of euro 64.4 million. Now to personnel. Personnel matters. As a new executive board, I was appointed interim at the end of August, and two colleagues joined the executive board and will start work at the 1st of November, which is tomorrow. That's Victor Varkany, who is CEO from Graphisoft, and Jean Flaherty, CEO from Vectorworks. Both will also remain managing directors at Graphisoft and Vectorworks. Another member will join the executive board. A new financial and operational executive manager will be announced soon. Please go with me to the next page. We come to the financial data in detail. On page four, you find the revenue development. It's been solid. In the third quarter, we had revenues 45.8 million euro. That's an increase of 5.8%, as I mentioned already. When we look at the nine-month period, we have now 134.2 million euro, which is an increase of 5.1%. The third quarter showed stronger growth than the previous quarters, and year-to-date 2013 is with 5.1% in range of expectations. Now, please switch to the next page. Page five. There we have the subject maintenance contracts. We had a strong growth of maintenance contracts, and year-to-date 2013, the maintenance makes up now 48% of the total revenues. 46.8% is software and license business, and same as in 2012, 5.2% a service and hardware business. So maintenance led up to higher recurring revenues and there's a stable license business. Please, the next page. We are now on page 6. Where do we make business? The international revenue split. You can see Germany, 40%, still the main market. Europe without Germany is 39% of the market. In the Americas, we had revenues, a revenue share of 11%. Asia Pacific made up 9% and rest of world 1%, which means we are market leader in core markets DACH and we established market position in Americas and Asia. But there's growth potential abroad and we want to address that growth potential. Now we switch, please, to the next page. We're on page 7, where you see the EBITDA. And the EBITDA is well above previous year. In the third quarter, it made up 11.4 million euro. That's a plus of 12% compared to the third quarter in 2012. The margin is now 25% in the third quarter. Looking at the nine-month period, we had 31.8 million euro in the EBITDA, which is a plus of 12.1%, and the margin is 23.7%. So the EBITDA increased over proportional compared with the revenues, and the 23.7% is a high level. Please switch to the next page with me, which is page 8. Here you see the development of earnings per share. Also, the development earnings per share has been strong. In the third quarter, the earnings per share is 0.64, which is an increase of 30.6% compared to the third quarter in 2012. Looking at the nine-month period, we have an earning per share of 1.68 euro, which is a plus of 24.5% compared to the same period in the last year. So there is strong increase in earnings. The net result up by 24.5% to 16.2 million euro. And in addition, the EPS without PPA is up by 17.9% at 2.17 euro. Now please switch with me. We go to the next page. We are now on page 9. There you find the net cash development. The operating cash flow increased by 8.9% to 28.7 million euro. CapEx is 3.9 million euro. And that's in line with forecast, which is approximately 6 million euro in the fiscal year 2013. Dividend payment has been in the second quarter of this year, 11.1 million euro. And we have a very strong cash position with now 55.4 million euro, which is also a plus of 25.2% year to date. Now, to the cash position, the high cash position we have, it enables further to grow organically and via acquisitions, and that's what we want to use it for. What I like to mention is when you look at page number 9, the conversion rate, which is now after 9 months nearly 90%, which is a pretty good value. We go to the next page, which is page number 10. We take a closer look at our segments. Nemetschek makes business in 4 segments: design, build, manage, and multimedia. We start with design. Design is the most important segment in our business. And the revenues have been, in the first 9 months, 107.3 million. That's a solid revenue growth of 3.9%. When we look at the EBITDA margin, it's 20.9%, which is also better than the EBITDA margin the same period last year. So, solid revenue development, and figures are influenced by Altplan. I'll come to that later. And we have an improved margin situation. Costs are under control. We switch to the next segment, which is build, here we have revenues of 11.3 million, which is a plus of 6.6% compared to the nine-month period 2012. And we have still a very high margin, which is 34.3%. So moderate growth and high margin despite investments. The next segment, manage, developed very positively. You see, we made revenues of 3.7 million euro, and that's an increase of 21.2%. The EBITDA margin more than doubled, nearly doubled, to 21.5%. So, finally, strong revenue and earnings development, which is nice. The last segment, multimedia. We had 12 million euro revenues. Also here, a plus 11.4%. And a very high margin, 39.4%, slightly lower than in the last year at the same time. Positive revenue developed at home and abroad. And the high margin is despite higher development and marketing expenses. That's how we did in the segments. Now, please, we go to page 11. Join me with brands and projects. So, we start with Allplan, biggest company in our group. Allplan developed stably. And the new management team was reinforced and completed by the appointment of Dr. Jörg Rama, who joined Allplan the 21st of October. The management team as well, being eager, we are not satisfied with Allplan's growth rates, and so the management team concentrates on corporate growth, also internationally. And the focus includes planning and continued development of release and service portfolios for the next few years, strengthening of agile processes in development, the integration of software as a service packages like Nevaris and BIM Plus in Allplan solutions, and, well, stronger international positioning. Good news, the new version of the architecture and engineering solution Allplan 2014 with numerous innovations will be launched in November. So you can buy it on the 5th of November. That's the start. Attention has been given to cross-location collaboration, cross 3D modeling, and not least to usability and documentation. And as I mentioned already, Allplan has a link to the cloud solution, BIM. Now we come to BIM Plus. Now we come to BIM Plus, which is the youngest company in our group. BIM Plus is an open cloud-based platform for the, well, the brand has the same name. And BIM Plus will go live for the very first time in November, the same day Allplan 2014 is being launched, which is the 5th of November. And BIM Plus is a very simple way to visualize, share, and connect building information and enabling all participants in the building process to build faster and better. So it's about cloud, it's about models, it's about apps, and, well, it's rocket science. Graphisoft, cut business. Graphisoft is offering a new release of the leading BIM software ARCHICAD 17 now in 26 country-specific versions. Version 17 provides many new functions and possibilities to significantly simplify and accelerate building information modeling at a highly detailed level, from the first draft through to the final detail. And that's something to mention. According to the strategy to position itself more strongly in Central and South America, Graphisoft has acquired 100% of a distributor partner in Mexico, and this new subsidiary in Mexico City serves Graphisoft as the hub for the region. We come to Vectorworks. Vectorworks 2 is setting standards with the current CAD version, Vectorworks 2014. And it has 130 improvements, such as BIM management, collaboration, usability, quality, documentation, and data exchange. Maxon. Maxon has presented to the market the next generation of its visualization software with the Cinema 4D Release 15. We have significant improvements in modeling, word processing, rendering, and sculpting. And the new release defines a new 3D workflow for motion graphics, visual effects, and visualization. Hence, this sees Maxon again consolidating its position among the leaders in its industry. The company is well known for setting standards for creative work for more than 25 years now, and the cooperation of Maxon with the software company Adobe is progressing well. So, promising. That's an excerpt. There's more, but those are the highlights. Now, please, we go to page 15, the outlook. Three pillars for future growth. First pillar, internationalization. We focus on the Americas, Asia, Northern Europe, and Eastern Europe. It goes without saying that the southern part of Europe is not on top agenda. So those are for us the major growth markets. How do we do that? We leverage via corporations, acquisitions, and early stage occupations. And those are the markets where we think strong growth prospects and increasing demand will help us to do very good business. The second pillar for future growth, we go with the industry megatrends. Perhaps most important, BIM and web. Start with BIM. Where is it all going? BIM, building information modeling. And there are numerous advantages to BIM for all stakeholders in the life cycle of real estate and buildings. That's very important to focus on that. And our strategy is open BIM, which allows real collaboration in contrast to closed platforms, which means no one excluded, bigger market, more business. And we believe that reflects the modern way of working and thinking in the network world today. So it's about open BIM. Those are strategic areas. Collaboration, also part of it. I also mentioned it with the latest releases of our CAD versions. And BIM Plus is cloud, for example. So third pillar is innovations. In the end, we are a technology company. It's all about innovations, innovations, innovations. And it's about content, processes. So here we reflect the future. Examples is BIM Plus for an innovation. Maxon I mentioned, and there are many more to come. The growth factors. In the end, we want to establish market leadership for open BIM solutions in AECO, which means architecture, engineering, construction, O for operations. You can also say management, so put an M instead of an O in it. And our acquisition focus, we spoke about a very strong cash position we have, is to close, regional and technology gaps. And we look for targets with a good strategic fit. So it is about having a good management, as our brands are full functional and full responsible on their own. They do the business close to the market with the best solutions in their regions. Then technology, I mentioned that, and open up the market also with this perspective, internationalization, that's important. And the business should be profitable, must be profitable, and we're looking for perhaps boats under radar, which can become much bigger in the future with a strategic fit under the umbrella of Nemetschek. And I like to mention we are currently in process of acquiring a target with a strategic technology and solution, and I'm quite sure that you will hear that in the next future. Fine. So, market conditions, robust development of construction markets, and we expect growth through BIM products and solutions. We have a good strategic market position. We have a clear focus on the AECO or AECM market. We're leading in open BIM solutions, and we have strong global brands. We are quite healthy financial. Look from financial perspective, we are very healthy, high margin business. We have strong cash generation and a good balance sheet. And we have growth potential. Where does it come from? Integrated process, design, build, and manage buildings and infrastructure. There's a lot to come. We want to strengthen Nemetschek's position abroad and we are capable of investing in inorganic growth. And so, it's about driving innovations for an industry whose transformation has just begun. And looking now at the fiscal year 2013, we reaffirm our prospects of achieving a revenue growth of approximately 6% and an EBITDA margin between 22 and 24%. That's it so far for the presentation, and please, now we look forward for the Q&As.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask your question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Mr. Knut Woller from Baader Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for taking my questions. Basically, I got a question on the design segment. We are seeing now that growth rates are declining since 2010. You have done a good job on the margin, but we're coming from double-digit growth in 2010 down to now lower single-digit growth probably this year. So what is going to revive the growth here? And can you give us an idea which of the product lines are growing at which rate? So is Graphisoft and Vectorworks, are they growing better than Allplan? So what is here the growth for the first 9 months for the individual or the largest lines contributing to this segment? And then secondly, you also said going forward you would like to drive growth and profitability. We are getting now close to your peak margin, which was 24.6%. Can you give us an idea how we should think about the spectrum of growth and margins, which margin levels are achievable if you want to speed up growth? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your question. First, as you know, we don't provide specific figures for the brands. That's important. So I can't help you with detailed figures concerning the growth rates of Allplan, Graphisoft, and Vectorworks. Graphisoft and Vectorworks are doing very well. We have high performers, and we want to excel with Allplan, and we are eager to do also better with Allplan. In total, we want to increase growth there. Then we have to have in mind that we had a crisis, which is, well, now in 2009 approximately, and that's gone. Important to look, when we look at the future, the growth rate of profitability long term, we have always to have to find the right balance between investing and profitability, for sure. Important, we also want to grow via acquisition, also within the segment design, and we are quite sure that we can do that and provide growth there.
Maybe just a quick follow-up, Mr. Wagner, if I may. What would be then something that you think is an organic perspective, a realistic growth rate? So are you expecting to see a rebound of the design segment then next year in terms of growth? So will this decline stop in your perspective on an organic base, not including the acquisitions you have in mind? Thank you.
We are very eager to grow more than we did in the past, even in the design segment. And we are quite sure that the potential is there, that we can address that potential. And in the end, it's about providing the very best solutions for the customers who want to buy exactly those solutions. And it's important that those solutions come from the Nemetschek Group and from our brands within the design segment. And that's what we are working hard on. And I'm sure that we can speed up that.
Okay, thank you very much.
And sorry, perhaps one more thing. I can't provide now new guidance for 2014, but I think that's not what you expected. You may have hope for that, but please understand that it's not the right time to provide you with that.
No, just wanted to get an idea about the thoughts about the segment. No guidance. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Alexander Dues from Montega AG. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my questions. You've reached an EBITDA margin of 25% in Q3. Do you think that this can be a sustainable margin, or are there any special effects included, or have you spent less on marketing or even development?
No, it's not that we have really a one-time effect. We have costs under control, and we will keep costs under control, so that's important. And then in the end, again, it's about the balance, investing, and profitability, and depending on what we acquire and how we invest, margin will develop, but we make sure that there is no major loss of profitability, for sure. So it's not a one-time effect. That's important to know, and I think we can keep up with it.
Okay. Then my second question. Would you be so kind to explain to us the new executive structure? What are exactly the responsibilities of Mr. Varcone and Mr. Flaherty? Where's exactly the difference to the corporate strategy committee you had before?
I mean, first, the committee we had is an informal, has been an informal committee. Now we have a team on board with different responsibilities. Why I'm very happy that both of them joined the executive board, because being a technology company, it's very important to have deep understanding of technology and a deep understanding of the markets. And both Mr. Flaherty and Mr. Varcone have the experience, have the market understanding, and the technology competence. And now, looking at the setup, the Nemetschek Group. As I said, the brands fully responsible, fully functional, each brand. Each brand has a brand strategy. So far, so good. But the total must be more than the sum of its parts, which means that the Nemetschek Group provides additional value. We are a strategic holding, and Mr. Varcone and Mr. Flaherty work with the whole executive board works on the group strategy, which adds that. And that's what they do. And on the other hand, they stay managing directors in their brands. And so we integrate the interests of the group and the brands, and that's what they work on.
Okay. Regarding Allplan, do you expect higher growth rates for Allplan in Q4 since you're going to release a new version?
Yes, on the 5th November, you can buy Allplan 2014, and the product is promising. There have been, changes. It's the best Allplan we ever had, so I'm quite confident.
Yeah.
And we push sales now and in the upcoming weeks, so I'm hopeful. And that's about the fourth quarter, and in total, we want to speed up growth of Allplan, of the company in total, and that's what is on the top agenda of the new team, of the new management team, yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We have a further question from Mr. Andreas Wolf from Warburg Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello, good morning. I have one question regarding your regional expansion. For example, you mentioned in Mexico you bought a distributor. So is it a pattern that we should expect for the future as well, or was it just an opportunity you saw? Is the landscape in Mexico, the competitive landscape in Mexico, not that intensive so that you could do this step without entering the market via an acquisition of a leading software provider in this region?
We always look very closely at each country, what is the best way to approach the market, and on one hand to reduce risks, and on the other hand to get the best footprint and have the potential to increase our shares in those countries. So each country is different. That's important. That's why I said sometimes we have ideal partners. Sometimes it's direct sales, sometimes it's it's hybrid, and the acquisition is a part of Graphisoft's strategy, and in total, for sure. That's not only a Graphisoft thing, but also, as I mentioned, for all the brands, we want to increase our international footprint and grow internationally. Absolutely. And so it's one of our focus regions is the Americas, and we already do business. We do good business, but we want to do much more business, and that's why we build up infrastructure in that place. That's what the move Graphisoft made, and it's the logic looking at the strategy.
Okay, thank you. And maybe a quick one on the margins. We saw a good EBITDA margin in the design segment in Q3. So was it basically due to the fact that the cost that we saw in Q2 did not appear in Q3 again? And how should we think about profitability going forward as the maintenance revenue stream grows stronger than the license revenue stream? So should we see further margin expansion due to the maintenance
revenue
growth? On one
hand, when we look at the percentage maintenance versus license business, it's also important to understand that some brands within the Nemetschek Group started their maintenance business later than, for example, Altplan. So that's important to understand. The second, cost control is not a one-time thing. It's, well, what management is also about, which means we constantly focus on having cost control. And then it's always the spread between investing, spending, and being aggressive on the market and developing the product and acquiring, on the other hand, profitability. We make sure that we are always in balance, that we are in balance, but that we are investing money into the future, which means we are eager, long-term greedy, and we want to be in the Nemetschek Group in the upcoming years much more than it is today.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Mr. Knut Woller from Baader Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Maybe just two follow-ups, if I may. You announced two new managers or brought them to the executive board. Your role was defined as interim CEO, Mr. Wagner. Could it be, or is it possible, since there was only a wording that a new CFO will be announced briefly, that your role is going to be extended over this interim level? And then just briefly on this acquisition of the reseller in Mexico, can you just let us know what the impact on the Q3 results were in terms of revenues?
I start with your first question. I was appointed as interim manager. That was how the supervisory board approached me. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm interim manager of Nemetschek AG and Altplan. And there are no other detailed plans, and so I can say nothing else. And I'm quite sure that the new CFO will be announced, well, it won't take long until you hear that name. So there is no change in the whole setup of the executive board. The plan to expand the executive board and to add international experience to the board and to integrate brand managing directors into the executive board was already, that's nothing new. That's now months old, and I'm here because my predecessor resigned, and so I'm helping, and I do my best. But there's no totally new plan. So please, I kindly ask you to wait what the future brings when the new CFOO is being announced. That's it. And if you ask me, do I like my work here, and can I work with the supervisory boards? I can tell you 100%. Very, very promising, international, interesting group, and I have, despite sometimes difficulties in project, as it is always, lots of fun, and I'm very close touch with the supervisory board, and yes, so that's it. it's a personal statement. Okay, your second question. No, I can't provide you with those. I can't give you those figures as it's a specific brand figure, and we don't tell that. But on the other hand, be sure it's very small, so you don't have to fear anything.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have a further question from Mr. Gautam Pillai from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. My question is on license growth. The license growth has been in low single digits for the last three quarters. When do you expect to see a reacceleration in license growth? And I have another question on the acquisition strategy. The acquisition target you're looking at, can you throw any color on which segment are you looking at? And does your revenue guidance for the year include any acquisition impact or not? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So please, again, the license business, 1.5%. Also here, we want to provide growth in the future. So that's it. I can't give you a precise figure, but we work on it. It's part of our growth strategy also to increase license business. All part of it. Software as a service, license business, and maintenance business. Now, your second question, the acquisition focus. We look at the whole life cycle and the whole process of infrastructure and building, which starts with the design and its engineering and its construction and its management. So, which means the life cycle of a, I don't know, you're probably sitting in an office building, and the life cycle of the office building, I don't know when it was built, but maybe between 20 and 40 years, and there's lots of duties and lots of roles along from first design to the end of the life cycle. And along those that life cycle, we look for targets, and we are eager to acquire the perfect company in their segment to add business value to the group. And as I said, the digital revolution in some segments just started. There's, something to find, I'm sure, about that. And guidance, well, no guidance today. I'm sorry, that was probably, as far as I understood, your third question. Precise figures on the growth, no.
The third question was basically I was checking if your guidance includes any acquisition impact at all for the year.
Okay, basically when we provide guidance, it is organic growth. It's without acquisition. Sorry, that was more
okay.
Principle of the guidance. Yes, you're right. The principle of the guidance is without acquisition. I'm sorry, I missed that one.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you. There are no further questions.
So, which means we are already... We end the Q&A. Then I wish everybody happy Halloween. May neither monsters nor bad investments cross your way today. And all the best until the next time. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.